My dearest, most darling Giovanni, we lived in two rooms in the Trastevere. This district of Rome lies across the Tiber from the old Capitol Hill, on the same side of the river as the Vatican and the Castle Sant'Angelo. Gathered around the Santa Maria Church, the Trastevere was a village unto itself, a labyrinth of wine shops, inns, tanneries, dyer's vats, and falling down houses that were probably old when Tyrus Flavius returned in triumph after conquering Judea. Many of the Jews who lived there claimed to be descended from his captives. But our neighbors came from everywhere. Seville, Corsica, Burgundy, Lombardy, even Arabia. It was a village where everyone was different, so no one stood out. Our rooms were on the ground floor of an ancient brick house off a narrow, muddy alley, with little shops and other houses crowding in on every side. Their balconies and galleries so close overhead that we always seemed to go out into the night, even at noon. I kept my books and antique cameos hidden, displaying nothing that might tempt a thief, or reveal who I had formerly been. But we whitewashed the walls once a year, and always swept the tiles, and you never slept on a straw mattress, but always on good cotton stuffing. There was never a day we didn't have flowers or fresh greens on our tiny table, or wanted for bacon in our beans. In the evening, before you slept and I went out, I would read Petrarch to you, or tell you stories. That was what we were doing on our last night together, 19 November, Anno Domini, 1502. I showed you this bronze medallion stamped with a portrait of Nero Claudius Caesar, about whom I recited tales I had read in Tacitus when I was little more than a girl. Hearing of his crimes, you gave Signor Nero a very stern look and wagged your finger at his engraved visage, telling him, "Even an emperor does not have lies." Lies. "An emperor does not have lies?" I asked, which made you frown like a German banker. So I said, "I think the word you are reaching for is license." "Si, mamma, license. Even an emperor does not have license to be so evil." Your sweet cricket voice was so grave. "Therefore, we shall punish Signor Nero. No dessert. His sugared almond will be given to Hermes." Do you remember Hermes, my eternal love? He was our darling Tenerife, who adored you as much as you adored him. When you said his name, he wiggled his woolly rump and lapped at your precious hand with his little pink tongue. Camilla sat on the bed with us, sewing patches on her skirt. She was my dearest friend and most devoted servant, who took you on a journey to the piazza in front of Santa Maria every day, when I could not go out, and slept next to you every night, when darkness freed me to do my business. Your Zia Camilla was not your real auntie, but she was my sister in everything but blood, and if one day I did not come home, I trusted her to keep you safe and see that you became a man. Thin as a birch and taller than I am, our sweet Camilla had a pale, gray face, her eyes and mouth dark smudges, which made her seem like a lovely ghost, though she was as strong as a Turk wrestler. She was born in Naples, and nature made her hair as raven-hued as a dye might now. I could describe every detail of the tiny room in the Trastevere, my most adored and most precious son, yet I could never describe the love that surrounded you there. And now I have no greater fear than that we will become separated by an ocean of time, which no words can cross. Perhaps all you will remember of me is that I did not come back for you.